Top 101.5 with Miguel and Holly. Holly, what is our Tampa Bay train wreck?
Oh, man, you know drugs were involved here. But there was this guy that got into a fight with his cousin slash roommate and ended up, like, beating him over the head with a chair. Mm. It was like the WWE was going down in there. I think somebody was actually even shot. By the way, nobody was, like, these were injuries that were fixable. What is that? I'm not even sure what the word is. But they were
mendable.
Nobody died.
Okay. Love it.
But this whole thing started over some food. What was the food item?
Scott, what do you think?
If you touch my cookies, and I designed a nice little area to have some cookies, I might punch you.
Okay.
Oh.
Okay. Roommate agreement. Don't touch my cookies.
Hey, I'm here for that. Miguel?
As the self-described condiment queen, I've got bottles and bottles of Valentina sauce, the very new Hidden Valley spicy ranch that they have. They have this also the secret sauce.
Spicy ranch?
Spicy ranch is real good. Try it.
Oxymoron.
At a grocery store near you.
I got it.
If you like squeezy, like the last little bit out of it, and I'm coming home expecting to have some spicy ranch, and it's not there, you're going to catch these hands. You are. Okay. It's the truth. So I feel like that's where this started.
All right. No, both y'all wrong. But I know what not to touch at your houses. it was a sandwich. It was a sandwich.
Now, what type of sandwich, Holly? Because that depends.
I don't know.
I mean, was it an Italian? Was it a Publix chicken tender sub?
I don't touch that.
It was like a homemade sandwich because the police report said that the guy was making a sandwich and, quote, causing a minor disturbance in the house at the time. So maybe he was looking for his spicy ranch and couldn't find it for the sandwich. I don't know.
He was hangry.
But the other guy was like, "You're making that sandwich! You're causing a minor disturbance in the home!
I feel like
coming for you with a chair!"
He was aggressively putting on mayo or something. Like, how are you causing a disturbance while making a sandwich? Slapping down the tomatoes real loudly?
These are things that I just don't know the answer to.
Rubbing onions on the walls?
What if he, like, tossed some onions in his eyeballs? Oh! I mean, he'd cry anyway. Anyway, that's a nice Florida story for us.